glorious gathering we had. We know that the Lord is with us. Our heart is feeling His presence. We just tried every way, everything we know, every way we could do to praise Him and that His name may be glorified. And He is enthroned really in the praise of His people.
因为的确他是在他子民的祷告中他的宝座设立在他们在他子民的赞美中间
We were greatly encouraged these days by what the Lord is doing with us.
我们实在是因为主最近给我们的主的作为我们实在是得到很大的激励
And this is all made possible because our heart is right with before Him.
因为只有因为我们的心在主面前是正的是对的这样才能够主才能做成
Mariano, Pastor Mariano had shared with me that he felt recently the theme song, the calling song of the church should be the one we just sung.
杨弟兄有一个感觉觉得我们的教会的一个呼召的歌实在就是刚才我们所唱的
For he is building the church to his, of a, for his building a people of praise.
就是神要建立一群大能的子民，是一个会祷告赞美的子民。
People of praise.
祷告赞美的子民。And
we have shared with you when we worship, the Lord is going to pour down His Spirit in us.
我们也期待主将他的灵浇灌下来。We're
also greatly encouraged by the Thanksgiving gathering.
我们也实在是很感谢主，我们的感恩节的时候，我们有这样的聚集。You
know, we had more than what Sunday meeting usually had. I roughly calculated we have about 140 adults.
我大略估计一下，大概有
140 adults. And I can't count how many children do we have.
小孩多少我就不知道了.
But that means we have a lot of people we can reach.
这就表示我们现在有很多的弟兄姊妹朋友们，我们可以照顾得到的.
We have shared with you. I believe the Lord is going to bless this church twofold if we do two things.
我曾经跟各位交通过，若是我们做到两样事情的话，神就有双重的祝福加给我们。
First of all, we have to praise Him.
第一个，我们要赞美他。
Then the second thing that we have to preach is gospel.
第二个呢，就是我们要传福音。
And that's what we have been doing.
这就是我们最近在做的。
For the past month.
最近这一个月我们这样做的。
Or rather, we have been praising Him and worshiping Him more than that.
事实上呢，我们的赞美祷告就比这个更久。
We have been concentrating on worship for a long time.
因为我们实在是已经花了很多的时间，我们实在是聚集的时候，我们就专注在祷告赞美。
And we are only beginning to see His blessing bestowing on us.
而且我们也实在是开始看见神的祝福临到我们。
For preaching the gospel, I have made several tapes available for you.
为了传福音，我们有几个录音带，大家可以使用。
I know it is hard sometimes to ask people to come to church right away.
有的时候你想请朋友来教会不太容易嘛，他马上就来。
But they are not familiar with the gospel message.
因为他们并不对福音的信息不是那么熟悉。
But we believe so. We believe so strongly.
但是我们实在是这样子深深的相信。
If they should hear clearly what God has offered them through Christ Jesus and sacrificial blood.
若是他们清清楚楚能够很清楚地知道神借着耶稣基督对于他们的流血而赦罪的这个福音的话
And that He died for us on the cross unconditionally for every one of us
而他在十字架上面受死为我们每一个人那么无条件的受死
The redemption which is free not free to Him but free to us freely available to us
而他的救赎就这样子白白的临到我们，对他不是白白的，但对我们是，我们可以白白的领受。
He paid a great price.
因为他实在是付了一个很大的代价。
Yet we receive it freely.
但是我们能白白的领受。
I believe if anyone should hear in the right way, their heart should respond.
我相信任何人如果说是仔细的听了，他们的心一定会反应。
Therefore, we made the tapes available. If they shouldn't come, they couldn't come, we'll send the tapes to them.
所以呢，我们就做了一些录音带。若是他们没有办法人来到这里，至少我们录音带可以去。
We rely on you to spread the good news to them.
而我们也是靠弟兄姊妹将这样的好信息带给他们。
This morning, I'm going to share with you something happened about 10 days ago.
我今天早上要跟各位分享大概10天以前所发生的事情。
I promise you I will share with you on the trip to Huntsville.
我已经答应要把上次我去Huntsville那里的事情来向各位报告。
But this morning I woke up with a very heavy burden.
但是我今天早上起来的时候，我心里非常的沉重。
And I sought the Lord, and the Lord revealed to me that I should share a few words with you first before I tell you the story.
于是我在主面前祷告，主说你要先跟弟兄姊妹们先读几节圣经，再讲你的故事。
No, I share with you a few words, not from the Bible, but from my heart.
先跟各位先要说几句话。
And after the story, I'm going to make more requests.
然后我讲完这个故事的时候，我也要有一些请求。
And the first thing I'd like to tell you is, please pray for Karen.
第一件事情我想跟各位说的就是，请你继续为 Karen 这位小姊妹祷告。
Pray for her and pray for the family, my friend, Brother Chen, Yi Mao Chen.
为了她祷告，也为了他们全家人祷告，为了我的好朋友陈一茂弟兄祷告。
And I'm sharing their story, the life drama with you.
我在这里将他们事情发生的事情跟各位在这里分享。
Not because they're my good friend.
并不是只是因为这是一个我的好朋友。
But God is in it.
而实在是神的手在中间。
And I know for sure they want to glorify God in these experiences.
我也相信在他们经过这些经历中间，他们愿意来荣耀神。
So the second thing I request that hear it as for the glory of God.
所以我也要求各位这样子听的时候是为了神的荣耀来听。
Although our brother suffered a lot,
虽然我们弟兄实在是经过了很多的痛苦。
But he reminds me of Job in the Old Testament.
但是他就提醒我们在旧约里面的约伯。
And I believe the Lord had great use with my brother.
我也相信神要大大的用我们的弟兄。
God is going to use him mightily afterward.
我相信这事之后神要大大的用我们的弟兄。
So that's my request for prayer to you.
所以我在这里要求各位继续为他祷告。
About 10 days ago or so.
差不多十天以前。
On the week before Thanksgiving.
在感恩节前一个礼拜。
Thursday night I received a phone call from a friend.
礼拜四晚上我突然间接到一个电话。
And she called me from Philadelphia.
她是从费城打电话给我的。
And she was in all tears.
她一边打电话一边哭。
Sobbing and weeping, trying to tell me something.
一边哭一边在想办法告诉我一些事情。
And she told me my friend has met a big tragedy.
她告诉我一个我的朋友遭遇了很大的悲剧。
The tornado hit Huntsville Wednesday afternoon.
在礼拜三下午的时候，龙卷风吹在Huntsville 那里。
It was a very bleak afternoon.
那一天下午是一个实在是很悲惨的下午。
And the power of the tornado was so strong.
那龙卷风的那个威力大得不得了。
The storm and over the area that it hit, everything was flattened, nothing left.
在所有在它击到的地方，地上一寸草不留，每一样东西都吹翻了。
A whole shopping plaza was gone.
整个商店区整个都吹平。
The lighting pole was falling down just like domino.
电线杆子就像那个像积木似的，一根根倒下来。
Really not like domino. They broke.
因为
they didn't just fall. They broke.
不光只是这么倒下来，它根本就断了。
And the way they fall, just like toothpicks.
它这样倒下来断的时候，就像牙签似的，一个个就这么折断了。
One after another came down, just ping, 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 ping like that.
就是那个风吹过的地方，就电线杆一个接着一个，就这么样子一个个的断过去。
It happened in less than 30 seconds, maybe a minute.
大概在30秒之内，就这样子的事情就都吹过去。
Unfortunately, my brother was taking his daughter and son to a piano lessons.
很不幸的，我们的弟兄正好是把他带他的儿子跟女儿去上钢琴课。
I guess everybody will think twice when they take their children to music lessons now.
我想我们现在每次要带孩子上钢琴课，我们都会想到他们。
Unfortunately for them, that their car was caught in the tornado.
而很不幸，他们的车子被这个龙卷风正好卷住。
They didn't know what happened.
他们自己都不知道发生什么事。
After the wind has gone through.
当这个风过了之后。
Brother Chen came to.
当这个我们的弟兄从昏迷中醒过来。
And he realized his son was missing from the car.
他发现他的儿子不见了，不在车子里头。
And his daughter is unconscious.
而他的女儿昏迷不醒。
And the car was blown into a church building, not a church parking lot, into a church building.
而那个车子被吹进了一个教会的里头，不是教会的，不是在教会停车场上面。
Needless to say that the fellowship hall was gone.
当然你知道在那里的那个副堂就完全整个都不见了。
There are more than one car that's sweep into the parking lot and the church.
那有很多个车子都被吹到那个教会里面去。
Witness told us that the car flew up about 50 feet high.
有人也目击者说那些车子被卷了差不多50尺高。
And it landed on the top.
然后掉下来翻过来。
17 lives have been claimed.
有17个人死了。
And when my brother found his son,
当我们的弟兄找到他的儿子的时候
he was barely having his pulse.
现在他的脉搏已经非常细微
And he died the next morning, 5 o'clock in the morning.
第二天早上他儿子就死了
But Karen, the daughter, was in the hospital.
他的女儿在医院里面
And when this friend shared with me this tragedy,
当这个朋友在电话里头告诉我这件悲剧的时候
I rememberthis girl because I baptized her only in July
我记得这个女孩子因为在七月的时候我给她施浸
she's only 12-year-old but looks big
她只有十二岁但是她是个很大的女孩子
so I immediately began to pray for this family
所以马上我们就为这个整全家人祷告
and I remember how this brother loved the Lord
我也记得他这位弟兄怎么样他的爱主
I've known him for over 25 years maybe 30 years
我大概认识他25年差不多30年的样子
Only recently I began to know him in a very close way.
只有最近我对他是非常的熟悉。
But he was my high school classmate.
因为他在
you can figure out how long I've known him.
在高中的时候我们就是同学，你就想到我们认识多久。
He was a good boy. I was not a good boy.
那个时候他是一个很好的男孩子，而我不是。
For he believed the Lord very early.
因为在那个时候他已经信主。
Now I remembered him and I prayed for him.
所以我就纪念他，我也为他祷告。
And I remembered how much suffering he had gone through for the Lord.
我也回想起他为了主受到各式各样的苦难。
He was a church elder.
他在教会里做长老。
And that elder, that church didn't have any pastors because it's a small church.
因为那是一个小的教会，那里并没有牧师。
He loved the brothers and sisters so dearly.
他在那里爱弟兄姊妹。
He's a professor in university.
他是在大学里教书。
But all his spare time was for the church and for people.
但他所有的剩余的时间都是为了主、为了教会、为了人摆上。
He and his wife both served the Lord so much.
他们夫妇两个人都是那样子在这服侍主。
You know, he was helping the youth group also.
因为他在那里也在那里带带少年人。
I remember I came back to teach the young people with a trick that he taught me.
因为我记得我回来的时候还从他那里学了一招很好玩的一招
It's a serious morning I wouldn't demonstrate it now
今天早上很沉我这样的心情沉重我不会表演给各位看
But he's such a nice man
但他实在是一位很好的人
Full of joy, full of laughter
他是充满了欢乐充满了欢笑
He loved music just as I do
他也喜欢音乐
And he encouraged me to sing also
他也一直在鼓励我要唱
And he was so concerned about my ministry.
他也对我的对我的这个执事非常的关心。
It's more than a friendship.
实在是比超过一般的友谊。
It was really because of the Lord.
实在是也是因为主的缘故。
But he also suffered a lot of attacks.
但是他也遭受了很多的攻击。
You know, he who serves the Lord shall be ready to face all the attacks.
因为我们凡是要服侍主的人，就要预备，要接受各样的攻击。
Paul has told us all.
保罗这样告诉我们。
He who is ready to live a pious life before the Lord shall be ready to meet all the attacks.
因为你在主面前要这样子生活的时候，你就会接受到各样的攻击。
He did.
而的确他这样子，他是。
The attacks come from all areas.
而这样的攻击从各式各方来。
He already suffered so much.
他已经是为主受了很多苦。
And his reputation has been torn down by all those rumors.
而他的他的名誉也有时候被这些流言所影响。
And once he said over the phone, he said, "Brother, do you think I can still serve God?"
有一次在电话里他说，他说弟兄，你觉得我还能够侍奉主吗
？I said, "Of course."
我说当然。
All the suffering proves to me that you're a servant of God.
因为所有这些苦难都证明你是要服侍主的。
Now this.
那现在又发生这样的事。
I burst into tears and cried for him.
我实在是在主面前我就哭了。
I cried to the Lord, Oh Lord, forgive me.
我说主啊，原谅我。
And then the word of God came to me.
然后主的话临到我。
From Amos.
从阿摩斯书里面。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
Just as I was crying out to the Lord in his position in his place. The word came to me from verse 2 of chapter 7.
阿摩斯第七章第二节。
You know, I wasn't preparing from Amos because Amos is a minor prophet. Not too many people read them well enough.
因为第二节说蝗虫吃尽那地的。
I wasn't prepared to receive the word from Amos because not everybody reads Amos well. It's a minor prophet.
我实在是没有想到，主会借着这本书来向我说话，因为这本书不是我们大家很熟悉的一本书。
But it started in the second letter half, the second part of verse 2.
但是在这个第二第七章第二节的后面这一部分。
O Lord God, forgive, I beseech thee. By whom shall Jacob arise? For he is small.
我就说主耶和华呀，求你赦免。因为雅各微弱，他怎能站立得住呢？
Our brother is so weak.
我说我们的弟兄已经那样子的微弱。
And in the sight of the enemy, he is so insignificant, so small.
在仇敌面前，他显得那样子小。
And the Lord repented for this. It shall not be, says the Lord.
下面说，耶和华就后悔，说这灾可以免了。
And also the same thing repeated in verse 5.Then said I, O Lord God, cease, I beseech thee, by whom shall Jacob arise, for he is small. The Lord repented for this. This shall not be, this also shall not be, saith the Lord God.
这个同样的话又在第五节再一次出现，他说我就说主耶和华呀，求你止息，因为雅各微弱，他怎能站立得住呢？耶和华就后悔说这灾也可免了。
I shared this word immediately with this sister on the other side of the phone.
所以在电话中间，我立刻将这个话就跟那位姊妹就说给那位姊妹听。
I said the Lord has already spoken.
我说主已经说话。
And when I hung up the phone, this is the time I decided that I should go to Huntsville.
在我挂上电话的时候，我就决定这个时候我应该去 Huntsville.
I remind you, this is at the evening, late evening, after 10 o'clock.
这个是已经是礼拜四的晚上十点钟以后。
So Friday morning, the first thing I did was trying to find an airline ticket.
礼拜五早上一清早我就第一件事情就做的就是想找机票。
I could find tickets, but the price was too high.
我可以找到机票，但是价钱太贵了。
It would cost me $1,000 more.
因为要
$1,000。
因为这样的机票要1000块钱以上。
Thank for Jeannie Wu. Well, she was once an interpreter for Brother Lai.
我很感谢主，因为这位吴姊妹就是在这里为赖弟兄翻译的那位吴姊妹。
And she runs a travel agency, and she made a call for me.
她是经营一个旅行社，于是她就特别打了一个电话。
And she told the airline that this is a minister who is running on an emergency.
她告诉他们说，这是一个服侍主的人，他现在有一个特别的紧急的事情需要去。
And it was the approval of the supervisor.
于是他们那里的这个管事人就这样子答应。
I went on emergency fare. I want you to remember that.
有一个叫做紧急的一个票。
And that saved me more than half of the cost.
那里打了对折还有多。
Praise God. Jeannie, are you hearing me? Thank you.
我在这里要谢谢吴姊妹。
And I went there on time. I went there the first plane I could catch in the afternoon. I went to Huntsville, arriving at about
第一个飞机我能够搭上的就是差不多下午2点多钟我去了，到那里已经是半夜11点多。
Well, they didn't even know I was coming for sure.
他们实在是也不晓得我是不是真的会去。
But thank God, some brothers were faithful and stood there and waited for me and took me to the hospital immediately.
很感谢主，有一位弟兄在那里很忠心的在飞机上等我，然后把我马上接到医院去。
Now from there on, I can tell you the presence of the Lord and how He led me.Beyond my thinking.
从那一刻开始，我可以告诉各位，那是神的同在跟他的带领，简直是我不能够说明白的。
My friend has already gone home because the doctor says you've been here for two days and two nights, 24 hours. You can't go on it like that. Go home, take some rest.
我的朋友陈弟兄他们已经回家了，因为他在那里已经在医院里已经守了2日2夜没有睡，所以医生叫他们一定要回去。
I went in to see Karen.
我就进去看 Karen.
Someone else was sitting there taking guard for them.
在那里有护士在旁边看着。
No, the brother and sister took guard.
在那弟兄姊妹在旁边在那里轮流在那里看着。
I want to tell you, it's a very loving church. The brotherly love was so great there.
我告诉各位，那个教会他们非常的彼此相爱，在那里弟兄姊妹的爱非常的大。
They formed a 24-hour vigil for them.
于是他们就组织了24小时的一个这个看守的这个的事。
They don't have many people, so everybody's involved.
那里的聚会没有多少人，所以每一个教会里都轮上了。
And who is not involved are involved in taking care of a meal for the Chen's family.
凡是在没有在医院里的呢，于是他们就在那烧饭给他们吃。
I went to see Karen.
我就进去看 Karen.
Karen was bleeding from her ear.
她的耳朵里出血。
And her skull was puffy.
他的那个头肿大。
And she was on respiratory machine.
他用人工呼吸的气来。
And the nurse told us she had once tried to open her eyes and they were not sure.
他那个护士说好像有一度她好像想要睁开眼睛, 但是他们不太确定。
And she was trying to move her finger maybe once.
她也许有一次想要动她的手指头, 但是她们也不太晓得。
But they don't know whether it was a compulsory movement or is she conscious or not.
他们不知道他只是那个下意识的这种抽动呢，还是真的他知道他想要动。
And she's in the coma.
他是在昏迷状态。
I went in there, there was as lifeless as anything could be.
我进去的时候，我看着他实在是一点生气都没有。
I have visited coma patients before.
我以前去看过昏迷不醒的病人。
She was there. She was right in coma.
他就是这样子，他就是在那里昏迷不醒。
But I also know something.
我同时也知道另外一件事。
I know that the hearing ability, the sense of hearing is the last one gone if you're dying.
一个人若是昏迷不醒，他的最后一个感官要消失，没有作用的，就是听觉。
You see, God has created with eyes and ears.
那么神给我们创造了眼睛，创造了耳朵。
Eyes have lids to close.
这个眼睛是可以闭上。
But ears, you don't have plug.
这个耳朵是永远是开的。
But unfortunately, she was bleeding, so the nurse had put a plug in her.
但是很可惜，她因为她从耳朵里流血，所以那个护士放了一个棉花塞在那里。
I asked the permission from the nurse to take the plug out.
我就问，请一个护士把那个棉花拿掉。
Because I'm determined to talk to her.
因为我决定，我一定要跟她说话。
I'm talking to her, not shouting to her.
我不是跟她大声的喊，我是跟她说话。
And I told her who I am.
我告诉她我是谁。
I told her I came from California to see her.
我说我从加州来，特别来看她。
Then I turned my Bible to Psalm 23.
然后我就把圣经翻到诗篇第23篇。
For I really felt she was in the valley of death.
因为我实在是觉得她是在那死荫的幽谷。
I've seen how the word of God through Psalm 23. But this time, it just gave us general comfort, nothing in particular what the word of God would do.
但这一次当我读的时候，只给我们一个大略的安慰，而没有特别的力量。
Then the Lord moved me, the Holy Spirit moved me.
然后这时候圣灵感动我。
To Psalm 30.
到诗篇二三十篇。
You know, it is a very distinct experience when the Holy Spirit.
你知道这个神的带领实在是一个很特别的经历。
When the Holy Spirit gives you some revelation, it's different.
当圣灵这样子来指示你的时候，是一个非常特殊的经历。
You know, yesterday I was with a gospel camp near Lake Arrowhead.
昨天我是在山上一个箭头山福音营。
I was able to speak to those newly believing in the Lord, tell them how important it is to listen to the word of the Holy Spirit.
我在那里有机会跟那一些新信主的弟兄姊妹们，跟他们说有多么重要，你要能够听到圣灵的声音。
I tell them by the word of God that he who believes, the Holy Spirit lives in them.
因为他那些凡是相信的，那个圣灵就住在里面。
And one of the evidence to know that he lives in you is that he speaks to you.
有一个证据证明他在住在你里面，是因为他可以向你说话。
I mean, how else would you know that someone else is living in your home if he doesn't make any move?
不然你怎么能知道有的人住在你们家里，如果他在那里动都不动？
The Lord speaks.
主会说话。
And he directs me to Psalm 30.
他把我带到诗篇第三十篇。
And this is what I read.
于是我就向他这样读。
I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up. And has not made my foes to rejoice over me.
耶和华呀，我要尊崇你，因为你曾提拔我，不叫仇敌向我夸耀。
I immediately thought about Brother Chen and his family.
我马上就想到他。
The word is speaking for them.
我马上就想到这个我的弟兄跟他的家人，因为这一句话实在是对着他们说的。
Oh Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me.
耶和华我的神呐，我曾呼求你，你医治了我。
I couldn't believe the word here exactly used. It says healed.
我简直不敢相信在这里就有这个医治这两个字出现。
Although I was not communicated with, but I realized Karen has prayed to God.
我虽然在那时候并不能够了解，但是我那时候晓得 Karen 曾经也这样神祷告。
I believe at the moment when the tornado hit the car, Karen was crying out loud for Lord.
我也相信就在那个龙卷风在那里卷到那个车子的时候，我相信 Karen 一定在那里也呼求神。
Oh Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. The Lord answered her in healing her.
耶和华我的神啊，我曾呼求你，你医治了我。我相信神也答应他的祷告，要医治他。
Now, brothers and sisters, faith is something very real.
一个信心其实是一个非常非常实际的事情。
If this was not done with Karen's case, I couldn't explain to you the Bible the way it is now.
若不是这件事情现在在 Karen 这件事情发生的话，我就没有办法这样子拿这句话跟你解释。
We read in generality until the Lord speaks.
因为我们从读的时候，我们就读的是很一般性的这样读，但是等到神说话的时候，就是那样子的确定。
The faith, which is a gift of the Holy Spirit,
这个信心是一个神所赐的恩赐。
Came to me,
那个恩赐就临到了我。
I don't pretend that I have great faith.
我不能假装说我有很大的信心。
I need not to pretend.
因为我也不需要假装。
I have the faith to be saved. That's the general faith every one of you have.
我有一个得救的信心，这是一个每一个人都有的信心。
But this is the operation of the Holy Ghost.
但是这里是一个圣灵在这里运用。
You can check it out in the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians. There is a gift called the gift of faith.
我相信在这里你可以查哥林多前书第十二章里面讲到恩赐，里面讲有个信心是一个恩赐。
And this is the operation exactly.
而这一个就是信心恩赐在这里运行。
But it depends on the word of God, depends on the circumstances, depends on the situation when the Lord speaks.
而这里呢，完全是靠在那个时候的情况，靠神在那里是不是这样说。
The Lord said, I have healed him.
在这里说，我已经，他医治了我。
I know.
那时候我心里就知道。
Though I couldn't see it.
虽然我眼睛看不见。
But I just believe in him.
但是我就相信。
Now, some of you might go out.To exercise your faith and bring healing to others.
我相信各位有时候会出去这个为人操练信心，把医治带给病人。
I want you to be aware of the operation of the Holy Ghost, not on your own.
我希望你能够在这个时候能够清楚了解，清楚知道神圣灵怎么样在那里运行，而不是你自己。
Then I read on the third verse.
于是我在读到第三节。
O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit.
耶和华呀，你曾把我的灵魂从阴间救上来，使我存活，不至于下坑。
I rejoice. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, I rejoice.
读到这一句话的时候，我就大大的欢乐。
I have the evidence that the Karen would not die.
我就知道我有证据了，因为我知道 Karen 不会死。
She had gone to the grave. She almost went to the pit, but the Lord took her up.
因为她已经是那里几乎要下坑了，但是主把她提起来。
Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness.
下面第四节，耶和华的圣名啊，你们要歌颂他，称赞他可纪念的圣名。
Brother and sister, I sang obediently.
在那时候，我就在那里，我就在那唱诗歌，在那里，顺服主，我就在那唱。
I sang Psalm 104.
我就唱诗歌104首。
I sang all the songs that in my heart I know.
我那时候就开始唱那些我心里面记得的诗歌。
And the fifth verse says, For his anger endures but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
在第五节接着说，因为他的怒气不过是转眼之间，他的恩典乃是一生之久。一宿虽然有哭泣，早晨便必欢呼。
And in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved.
至于我凡事平顺，便说我永不动摇。
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I went to bed. I went out to a friend's house to go to bed.
于是我就出去到我一个朋友家里，我去晚上睡觉。
The logic is very simple. The Lord says, "In the morning there shall be joy, not in the evening."
因为这里很清楚讲说，早晨便必欢呼。
I was in my kindness of nature. I want to stay with Karen.
虽然我心里面是照着我心里面这个我觉得我应该在那里一直跟 Karen 在一起。
I felt burdened to do so too.
我也真觉得有这样的负担。
But the brother said, "You should go take a rest."
但是弟兄说你应该去睡觉。
Well, who should
decide?
Who should decide what to do?
那么谁该决定做什么事呢？
Not him, not I, not anybody, but the Lord.
也不是他，也不是我，而是主。
And the Lord has already spoken, joy shall come to you in the morning.
而主已经说了，说早晨便必欢呼。
I went to bed.
于是我就去睡了。
Very peacefully.
非常的安详。
Knowing the Lord was going to do something.
知道主早上要做事。
But I can tell you, I got up very early.
但是我可以告诉你，我早上还是一早就起来。
I was so excited, and I wanted to go.Immediately.
因为我很激动，因为我想马上去看看。
Maybe because I was in California time.
也许或者也许我的时间还是加州的时间。
But that shouldn't work. I should sleep late, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to the hospital. I think about 7 o'clock.
于是我大概差不多七点钟到了医院。
I again read Psalm 30 to her.
于是我就再把诗篇第三十篇读给她听。
And I felt I need to do something more.
我又觉得我该做做多做一点。
I don't know whether she knows the Psalms or not, so I read a New Testament.
但是我不知道她对这个熟悉不熟悉，于是我就再读了新约圣经。
I read the whole chapter 6 of John the Gospel.
我把约翰福音的第六章整章读给她听。
Well, I wouldn't want to do it because there are 71 verses now.
里面有71节，所以我们现在不读。
But I came to the passage where Jesus was walking on the water in the night, and the disciples were sorely afraid.
在那里我读到耶稣晚上在海上行走，而他的门徒都非常害怕。
And the Lord said, It is I, be not afraid.
主说是我，不要怕。
Immediately the Lord again spoke, saying, Tell Karen, do not be afraid.
于是我里面突然一下主这样跟我说，说你马上告诉 Karen, 叫他不要怕。
I said again, repeated again, The Lord says, It is I, be not afraid.
于是我就跟他说，说主说是我，不要怕。
You know, I believe in coma. People would dream of several, a lot of things, a lot of nightmares.
我知道在昏迷不醒的时候，有时候这个病人会梦到各式各样的事情。
Because I think the patient is so confused, they could not, the memory would not click.
因为这个时候在整个昏迷的状态里面，他的所有的记忆都没有办法能够连得上。
That's why they didn't wake up.
所以他们没有办法醒过来。
And I think she might have a lot of questions to ask.
也许她心里有很多问题想要问。
So she's so confused.
所以她也里面也非常的迷糊。
And I believe that she was also afraid.
我也相信她也是害怕。
Dear brothers and sisters, this I communicate to you because I felt that way when I visited her.
我这样子告诉各位，因为在那个时候，我这样子心里面这样子感觉。
Not by reasons, not by logic, not by medical knowledge, which I have none.
不是因为有，也不是因为理由，也不是因为这样才比较合逻辑，而我也对医学的常识我也没有。
It is because the Spirit tells me so.
而是因为灵这样子告诉我。
My spirit feel it.
我的灵里面这样感觉。
And then I read on to 63rd verse.
然后我就读到第四六十三节。
I want you to turn to this scripture.
我请各位这时候也打开圣经，约翰福音第六章的六十三节。
John chapter Gospel of John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章的六十三节
Verse 63 says this
六十三节说
It is the spirit that quickens The flesh profiteth nothing The words that I speak unto you They are spirit and they are life
叫人活着的乃是灵肉体是无益的我对你们所说的话就是灵就是生命
I said what? I knew the scripture of course
我当然对这个圣经很熟我说哎，怎么
But it's as if it's the first time it revealed to me. Maybe because I read in English.
也许我是用，因为是读的是英文，是第一次突然下我才有这个感觉。
It is the spirit that quickens. The word quickens came to my mind.
在这里说是叫人活起来的，这个活起来这个字，这时候突然一下子进到我心里面去。
I said three times. I read the scripture, the verse three times to Karen.
于是我就把这一节我读了三遍，读给她听。
I wasn't sure what am I going to do next.
我也不知道下一步我该做什么。
Remember, Karen is all staying in coma.
因为你知道 ，Karen 在那里完全昏迷不醒。
But after the third time, I repeated this verse.
当我这样子读完三遍之后
，I have gathered enough courage.
我就鼓起全部的勇气。
I said, Karen.
我说 Karen
Wake up
醒过来
I said Karen The word of God says It is the spirit that quickens Now wake up now
我说把人从叫人活的乃是灵于是你就现在就醒过来吧
I stood there for about 3 seconds
我在那差不多站了三秒钟
And Karen opened her eyes
然后她的眼睛就张开了
Let me tell you I almost fainted myself
我自己差点要昏倒
She opened her eyes.
她突然想把眼睛睁开了。
For 3 or 4 seconds, she opened it up.
她就张开眼睛，差不多三四秒钟。
And I don't think she remembers my face.
但是我不觉得她看出我的脸，她认出我来。
For I wasn't there all the time. I just was there about half a year ago.
对啊，因为我不是常在那里，我只有差不多半年之前去那里。
I wasn't even sure that she focused.
而且我也不晓得她眼睛那个焦距是不是对着的。
But Brother Huang was with me and.He gasped. He opened his mouth.
另外一个弟兄在旁边，他简直吓坏了，嘴巴都张大了。
And we stood there, witnessed something happened.
我们在那里就见证这一件事情。
The word of God said it is spirit that quickens.
因为主说是让人活起来的是灵。
Now don't tell me there's no spirit.
不要告诉我那里没有灵。
Don't tell me there's no Holy Spirit.
不要告诉我没有圣灵。
Don't tell me that we don't have spirit.
不要告诉我我们没有灵。
She responded to the command of God in her spirit.
因为在灵里面，他对这个神的命令 来有反应。
But then she was too tired and she gradually faded out and went to coma again.
然后她又开始太累了，于是又再进入昏迷。
And while she was awake, we tried to make her to move her fingers.
就在她醒的时候，我们曾经希望她能够动她的手。
I said, move your index finger.
我说你把你的食指动一动。
But that might be a too complicated command for her.
也许这个命令本身是太复杂了。
She moved her pinky.
她小指头动了一下。
You know, she might cross the brain might the nerves might get crossed over.
也许这个消息跟这个命令，也许在那里搞混了。
So I was so rejoicing.
所以我很开心。
And after about half an hour or so, I decided to visit Chen's family.
差不多这样子，过了半个钟头之后，我决定去看一看陈弟兄的他们家里。
Now remember, this thing all happened without her parents around.
你知道这些事情发生是他的父母都不在场。
Do you think I'm going to tell her? Do you think I'm going to tell them what happened?
你想我会不会告诉他们发生了什么事呢
？Well, even if I told them, they couldn't perceive the magnitude of this.
就是我用口里这样告诉他们，从口里告诉他们，他们也没有办法知道这件没有办法完全领会这件事情的这件事。
Besides, when I got there, I realized my brother was in such a depressed condition.
因为当我看到他的时候，我又看到他实在是非常非常的下沉。
He had to prepare for his son's funeral.
因为他在那里要安排他儿子的葬礼。
And he had to select a lot, a cemetery.
他要在那去找他的墓地。
And we prayed.
于是我们在那就为他祷告。
And the word of God came to us also in the same verse.
几乎在那里神也用同样的话这样对他说
His wife said, Dear, do you hear what God says? The flesh profiteth nothing.
在那里他的太太跟他说亲爱的你看到吗这句话说是肉体是无益的
She didn't hear it is the spirit that quickens, but she hears God told her, the flesh profiteth nothing.
他那里没有听到前一句但是他听到后一句说肉体是无益的
For I realized then later,that her husband, my friend, would not bury his son.
原来后来我才知道他的先生他的丈夫我们陈弟兄他不愿意把他儿子埋下去。
Dear brother and sister, let me tell you, a spiritual person is very human.
弟兄姊妹们一个属灵的人也是一个非常的非常真的人。
Yes, I call my brother a spiritual man.
我要这样子称我的弟兄他实在是一个属灵的人
But spiritual man is very human
但是一个属灵的人也是一个非常真的人
Full of emotion
因为他充满了是感情
Full of love
充满了爱
And he said I cannot give up my son
他说我没有办法把我的儿子这样子放弃
I cannot bury him
他说我没有办法把他埋葬
It's such a void in me
他说我的里面是这样子的混乱
I could not live without him
他说我没有办法活下去
But dear brother and sister, let me tell you how great my brother is.
但是我告诉弟兄姊妹，我们的弟兄是怎么样子的伟大。
He told me, he said, brother.
他告诉我的弟兄啊。
Then I remembered Jesus.
然后我就想到了耶稣。
I remember how God the Father had to give Jesus up.
我就想到我的主，我的父神要把他自己的儿子，放弃。
That he has to send Jesus to die in our stead.
他需要把他的儿子。送下来然后在那里受死
that he has to die on the cross for you and I
他需要在十字架上面为你为我受死
I began to understand God's heart even more
我就开始更了解神的心
Now let me tell you this brother loves the Lord
我要告诉各位弟兄姊妹这一个弟兄实在是爱神
And he said I as before I didn't know how God loved me
我说我以前我并不知道神这样的爱我
He said I do now
我现在知道
Hallelujah! Praise you, Jesus! So I went back to the hospital, my friend agreed to meet me there.
于是我又再回到医院，陈弟兄说他也要回来到医院跟我碰头。
I went to the hospital to visit Karen the third time.
于是我就再回到第三次再去看 Karen。
This time I reinforced what the Lord has spoken to me. It is spirit that quickens.
于是我又这次在加强神这句话对着我们说的是说是灵让我们重新再活过来。
But I added something. I pray to the Lord.
我又再向神祷告。
I said, Lord, I want Karen to see her parent.
我说主啊，你我要求 Karen 能够看见她的父母。
Because in her consciousness, I felt her face was so anxious.
因为我从她的表情上，我看到她的脸是那样子的焦虑。
As a human being to another, I can feel that she wants to see her relative.
我从这个人的这个感觉上来，我能够感觉到她是想要看她的亲人。
All she knew that was a moment ago, I was with my daddy.
因为他所记得是就是在 一刹那之前我还是跟我爸爸在一起
I was with my brother
我跟我的弟弟在一起
Now where am I?
那现在我在哪里呢
So I spoke to Karen again
所以我再跟 Karen 说
I said in the name of the Lord
我说靠着主的名
The next time when you open up your eyes
我说你下一次再睁开眼睛的时候
I want you to focus
我要你能够对好焦距
And I want you to see your parents.
我要你能够看见你自己的父母。
For I'm going to take them in to see you.
因为我要把他们带进来来看你。
It is strange how they should be there. Who am I to say that I should take her parent in to see her?
我说这个话也是很奇怪。我是什么人？我怎么能够把叫他的父母进来看他呢
？I waited there.
于是我在那里等。
Until Brother Chen came.
于是陈弟兄来了。
My plan was to leave about 3 o'clock, 3:45, but they came about 2 o'clock, just in time.
我飞机我要三点多钟我要飞回来，而差不多两点多钟他们才到。
I didn't say a word. I just took them in.
我一句话没有说，我就把他们带进病房。
And Brother Chen walked up to her.
陈弟兄就走到床边。
And she said, "Karen, we come to visit you. We come to see you."
他说 ，Karen， 我们来看你了。
You know what?
你知道怎么回事？
Before he finished the sentence,
当还没有他话还没讲完
Karen opened her eyes again.
Karen 眼睛再张开
And there she saw her father stood before him.
他看到他爸爸站在他前面
As far as my brother concerned, he never knew this would happen.
我们的弟兄从来没有想到这样的事情会发生
For when he left about a day ago, about 10 hours ago, she was unconscious.
因为在十个钟头之前他离开那里的时候 Karen 还是完全昏迷不醒
You know what Karen did?
你知道 Karen 还怎么样呢
She tried to jump.
他想要跳
Her feet was kicking.
她的脚在那踢。
And then we asked her some dumb questions.
然后我们又问一些很笨的问题啊。
Karen, can you hear us?
她说你能不能听见我们讲话呀
？Can you see us?
你能不能看见我们呢
？Oh, but also let me tell you, there tender moment that he stooped down to kiss her. Oh, she was full of joy and smiling.
而且那时候陈立雄就弯下身去亲吻她，你可以看到她脸上的表情那样的高兴。
But you know, when we begin to ask her questions, ask her to repeat her movement, she became so frustrated and angry.
可是当我们在那又拼命在那问她，又叫她要做这个做那个的时候，她又开始有点那个 Karen 有点开始不高兴了。
You know, they were saying, if you know this, move your right hand finger and squeeze whatever, all the commands, silly commands.
于是我又在那拼命问她，如果你知道这个事情的话，你又捏一捏啦，又做什么了，就拼命问。
Now there's some teenagers here. You feel how silly it is.And you probably wouldn't do it, right? Would you?
我想这些我们这里的年轻人都知道这样的事情很傻，不应该这样做。
So we said, "Oh, Karen, okay, we understand. You understand. Don't worry."
于是我们说，哦，好了，好了，我们至少你听懂我，听得听懂我们说的。
She relaxes and calm down.
不要再做这件事情。于是他就再放松。
Well, I left.
然后我就离开。
And I want you to pray for Karen.
我要各位再继续为 Karen 祷告。
For the doctor says, well, they took her out of a respiratory machine last Wednesday.
上星期三，他们把那个人工呼吸的那一套东西给她拿开了。
And she has response.
而且她也有反应。
She is recovering.
她现在慢慢在恢复。
Taking a normal way of recovering, not very fast.
是照一个正常的情况在恢复，不是特别快。
But they expect her to come out the emergency intensive care tomorrow.
但是他们预计明天大概她可以不从那个特别的这个加护病房可以出来。
We pray that she will have no brain damage.
我们祷告让她的脑子不受任何的伤害。
We pray that it will be a complete recovery.
我们祷告让她能够完完全全的恢复。
We pray that she will serve the Lord.
我们祷告她要来服侍主。
And we pray that Brother Chen will serve the Lord.
我们也祷告陈弟兄要服侍主。
People have asked me.
有人就问我
Why does this happen to such a God-loving person?
为什么这样子爱神的人神会让这样的事情临到他
Well, I said, I don't know.
我说我不知道
I said, but I think the Lord wants to use him.
但是我说但是主要用他
They agreed.
他们也这样同意
And I said, remember Job.
我说记不记得约伯
Well, you know, that's a secret code between myself and the Huntsville Church.
你知道，那是一个我跟那啊 Huntsville 那里的教会中间有一个这个密码。
For when I was with them a year ago, I taught Book of Job in 6 sessions.
因为在一年以前，我在他们中间的时候，我就分六段把约伯记讲给他们听。
And they, I think the Lord prepared them for something like that.
我想，也许主是这样子借着。这样子将他们让他们有点心理准备。
One sister even told me, I have a great discovery.
有一姊妹甚至告诉我，她说：“哎呀，我发现一件事情。”
You know, in the first chapter of Job, let's turn to this.
我们一起翻开约伯第一章，她说在第一章里头。
She said, "Well, in the first chapter of Job, when it talk about tornado."
在第一章的约伯里头就讲到了龙卷风。
I said, "What?"
我说什么？
You look at now. Do you think this is a tornado or not?
他说：“你看看这是不是龙卷风？”
Toward the end of the first chapter.
在第一章的最后。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee.
不料有狂风从旷野刮来，击打房屋的四角，房屋倒塌在少年人身上，他们就都死了，唯有我一人逃脱来报信给你。
Well, the wind did come from the wilderness.
这个风的确是从旷野而来。
But I'm not sure it's a tornado that we know in Huntsville.
但是我不知道这是不是就像在 Huntsville 的那样的龙卷风。
Yet, the principle of suffering and the logic of glorifying God even in suffering came through clearly.
但是在这里，这一个经由患难而 来荣耀神的这个信息在这里是很清清楚楚的告诉我看见。
And Job also knew this.
约伯也知道这一个。
He said, after trial, I'll be like fine gold.
他说经过试炼我就要像成为金金。
Let's pray for them. You know,
我们为他们祷告。
Pray for this family.
我们要继续为他们祷告，为全家人祷告。
You know, on the way home, I was so exhausted.
当我在回来的路上我是完全累坏了。
Let me tell you, this is a spiritual battle.
这是一个属灵的征战。
What I have to fight, not that she will recover.
我现在非仅是征战，就是说她要她需要痊愈。
But in the ministry, I have to always constantly fight my own unbelief.
因为就是在这样子服侍她的时候，我要经常在那里征战，因为要对付我自己的不信。
And fight the unbelief of the people around us.
还要在那里为着那些旁边站的人的不信而来征战。
Hallelujah! The Lord triumphs.
赞美主，主耶稣得胜。
On my way back, I'm surprised to see a crew.
我很感谢主，在我回来的路上呢，那个空中小姐们。
I saw the same crew, the stewardess.
我正好就是去的时候，就是那同一班服侍的人。
It so happened on the way there, it was a very crowded one.
在去的路上呢，飞机非常的挤。
I was in the last rows of seats, where near the exit, emergency exit.
我就坐在最后头，靠近那个紧急的门。
And there was a stewardess sitting there.
那里总是有一个通融小姐坐在那里。
She was there. I at the last moment told her my business in Huntsville.
她坐在那里，于是我们就交谈的时候，我就跟她讲我去Huntsville 的事情。
And she saw me again on the way back.
等她回来的时候，又是同样一批人。我又再看到他，于是这个通融小姐就说：“牧师啊，到底怎么样了？”
Oh, I just caught a breath and sat down.
我在那里才喘口气要坐下来。
Let me tell you the great thing God has done.
但是我又跟他们说：“我说让我来告诉你，神做了很多奇妙的事。”
And she and another stewardess came around me and hear the story.
于是这两位通融小姐就来我面前，于是我就告诉他们这个事情。
One of them named Donna, the other one is Kelly.
一个叫 Donna, 一个叫 Kelly.
And you know, in a brief moment before the airplane was taking off.
就在那个要起飞的那个短短的时间里面
，Donna had to excuse herself.
Donna 需要离开一下。
And came back, she said, "I'm sorry, I was all in tears. I couldn't control myself."
她说我需要离开一下，因为她说我没有办法控制自己，因为我在那里一直来我到旁边去大哭。
It so happened it was a very empty flight. There's only 12 people, 12 passengers.
回来的路上
，six stewardess.
只有十二个乘客，有六个空中小姐。
And they had nothing to do.
所以他们没有什么事情可做。
So I was able to tell Donna what happened.
所以他们可以坐下来让我听我告诉他们
tell Kelly and
发生了什么事情。
Both what happened, the long story.
就整个的长。这个故事我可以告诉他们。
They are both Christians.
他们两个都是基督徒。
And they understand.
他们也了解。
I'm glad they are Christians.
我真感谢主，他们是基督徒。
For the world doesn't understand that.
因为 世人不能了解这样的事。
They only see the medical doctors doing.
因为他们只能看到医生做什么事。
They don't know we have a God who's greater, the greatest physician.
而他们不知道我们有一位神是那个更伟大的医生。
I'm not sure some of Christians understand this.
我也不太晓得是不是所有的基督徒都了解这样的事。
Well, I see in so many evangelical churches.
因为我现在在很多福音派的教会里面。
We have given human reasons instead of whole gospel.
在那里就在那拼命讲到人的这个理由而不把这全备的福音说出来
We only accept the things we understand, we can understand.
我们只接受那些我们了解的我们能够了解的事情
If something's beyond my understanding of the modern scientific knowledge,
若是有些东西是我们没有办法了解的是跟超乎科学以上的
Then we say it's mere emotionalism.
我就马上我们就把它变成是完全是这个感情冲动
We say it's not true.
我说不是真的
It can't happen.
不可能发生的。
We rejected everything.
于是我们就拒绝所有的这样的事情。
That which we cannot understand.
那些我们不了解的事情，我们就拒绝。
As if God needs a computer to tell us things.
好像神还需要一个 computer 来告诉我们。
If God is computer illiterate, He can't be a God.
好像这个神是这个不懂我们现在最新这些 computer 这些东西，他不懂这些，他就不能做事。
That's nonsense.
这些都是胡说。
I'm telling you all these because we have a supernatural God.
我要说这些事情，因为我们有一位那位超是他是超自然的神。
We try to explain what God does.
我们在这里只是想要解释神做了什么事。
But there are things we can't explain.
但是有很多事情我们没有办法解释。
There are things we don't understand.
有些事情我们也没办法了解。
But we know it's God's doing.
但是我们知道是神做的。
We should totally accept.
我们就要完全的接受。
And give Him all the glory.
而且将所有的荣耀。
He knows how to be a God.
将所有的荣耀都归给神，因为他是神。
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, I want you to keep praying for this family.
我们还是要继续为他们祷告。
And we want you to pray that God's name can be glorified.
我们也祷告让神的名能得到彰显。
And I want you to remember there are things you can't do, I can't do, the Lord can do.
有很多事情是你我不能做的，但是神可以做。
We praise God for the love that the Huntsville Church has.
我们感谢赞美主，因为在 Huntsville 那里的弟兄姊妹的彼此相爱。
We pray for this brother who is in such a suffering.
我们也为这位弟兄祷告，他在这样的受苦中间。
But the Lord will triumphant.
但是神还是要得胜。
We pray for his future.
我们为他们的将来祷告。
I have invited him to come to Orange County.
我已经邀请这位陈弟兄来我们的呈现。
If the Lord leads him so.
若是主这样带领他。
I want you to welcome him.
我希望你们都来欢迎他。
And if you may, you can write a letter if you feel so.
若是你有感动的话，请你写一封信给他。
Or send a card to him.
或者寄一张卡片给他。
For he is our brother.
因为他实在是我们的弟兄。
We suffer together.
我们一起受苦。
When one is suffering, the whole church suffers.
当一个人受苦，那全体都受苦。
I guess the Lord has given us grace to understand a lot of things.And put into an example that we can learn.
我相信神现在有很大的恩典，他让我们能了解这些事情，放在这样一个例子里面，让我们了解。
May God be glorified.
但愿神得到一切的荣耀。
Would you pray with me now?
我们现在一起祷告。
Pray for him.
我们为他祷告。
I would like even to encourage one or two to pray for us.
我也鼓励这里我们弟兄姊妹一两位也一起祷告。
If you feel that your heart moved,
如果你觉得你的心这样子被感动。
I'll encourage you to pray.
我也鼓励你祷告。